Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back for another week. Been a lot of activity over the last week. Certainly some big innings, big games. Texas Rangers going out and hiring Brett Boone as a new hitting coach. Noel and I want to talk about an article that came back out last month. In regards to Tom House and talking about the human arm being able to throw up to 118 miles an hour. Don't know if you've heard about that or already know about it or not, but we'll talk about that and give our thoughts and obviously talk about the standings, team movement, teams that are firing over the last 10, teams that are straightening out, if that's the right word, over the last 10, and curtain call questions and more tonight. So you know where you can send in your questions to us. That's on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And thank you very much for sending them in, whether it's a training question, a curtain call question. We'll be sure to try our best to get on a show or talk to you in person if it's a personal question that you have about, you know, your player development, baseball journey as a parent, any other questions that you might have that are personal to you that we might be able to help you with and certainly try our best to help you with. So before we do get there, though, as always, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the Nation Dirtbags. We live it, we breathe it, we die this game every day. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It really is about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty as a coach here on the show. Nolan's going to get started playing his season here in the next week or so, weather permitting. And, you know, and obviously to all our servicemen and women around the world, as always, we thank you, thank you, thank you so much for doing what you do each and every day so we can all have the privilege of doing what we love and the freedom to do what we love every day. And, as well as baseball, our whole life. So thank you very much for that, from the bottom of our hearts, for sure. It's not just a saying, it's something that we're very serious about. So again, thank you very much for that. Dirtbags, it's going to be an interesting show. We hope you enjoy it. And, we're looking forward to it because, it's just, intricacies within the game, thoughts and opinions and that's what it's all about. And then that's also why we love getting your thoughts and opinions back to us after every show. So thank you for that. So settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads. Great for you. And so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage. Weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans. Also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke. Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring is here, and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off tonight?
Yeah, so our apologies. Last week, we forgot to mention it, but Eugenio Suarez, 19th player in MLB history to have a 4-home-run game. Obviously, pretty remarkable considering the fact that they lost the game. But, I mean, you're looking at it, right? And the fact that there's only been 19 players in MLB history to have a 4-home-run game, the last one, oddly enough, also done by an Arizona Diamondback, J.D. Martinez, way back, and I think that was 2017, when he had that brief stint with the Arizona Diamondbacks back then. So, I mean, no, it's kind of crazy to me at the fact that there's been more perfect games in MLB history than there has 4 home run games. And I mean, the likelihood of us ever seeing a complete game, perfect game again, I think is more or less gone by the wayside. And especially when I'm looking at it too, and I got looking at the stats today, there's only been 3 complete games through the first, month and a week, basically, of the MLB season. Only 3. One by Eovaldi, one by Framber Valdez, and one by Michael King. I'd imagine that 4-home-run game will eventually surpass it. When? I'm not sure. But either way, no, tip my cap to Eugenio Suarez. Sorry, we forgot to mention that last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's... those are memories. Those are memories for sure. And, interesting information on that, Nolan. 4 home runs versus Cal. I can't imagine seeing one in my lifetime again. And I'm speaking about a perfect game, because just with the way everything is, right? There's a lot of times where pitchers start out and they're dealing first 3 innings and no runs, no hits, and there are 30 to 35 pitches, let's say, or whatever, and everything's looking good. And just like the analytics, like the data has, right? The more times you get to see that pitcher, plus all the information that you already have beforehand on them, it's tough to go through lineup over a whole game minimum 3 times. Well, it would be the minimum of 3 times each batter and stuff like that, obviously, in a perfect game. But yeah, and not have a walk in there, not maybe have a hit batsman, not have some situation arise. I can't imagine seeing it either, my man.
Next thing that I want to talk about, controversial statement by Jason Stark, writes in the New York Times there yesterday, saying that Aaron Judge is the greatest right-handed hitter of all time, period. That's it. End of discussion. I'm like, okay, let's open up this for a conversation. And Aaron Judge's numbers against who I consider to personally be, now this obviously a little bit biased, but Albert Pujols. To me, when he was a Cardinal between 2001 and 2011 versus Aaron Judge's run that he's currently on, I got looking at the stats, and Pujols never struck out 100 times in a season, and Aaron Judge has a 200 strikeout season. And I get that people will make the argument, oh, well, look at how hard pitchers are throwing now. Yeah, look at who's a Hall of Fame pitcher now versus Albert Pujols in his prime. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because nowadays, I don't know that many pitchers that Aaron Judge has faced since basically they said over the past 3 or 4 years in the article. It was, I think, dated back to 2022. And I'm looking at it, and in the grand scheme of things, who has been a healthy Hall of Fame starting pitcher or a guy not past their prime completely that Aaron Judge has had to face? Because Garrett Cole's been on his team the whole time, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. I'm looking at it just in the AL side. There's not a lot of Hall of Fame starting pitchers right now.
Justin Verlander, when he was with the Astros, against him, but that's about it.
But that's my point, though. No, who's not past his prime?
Yep.
Like, if he saw Justin Verlander in Detroit Tigers days, if he saw Max Scherzer in New York Mets days, good luck touching them. Like, Pujols in his prime, okay, think about his division alone. Roy Oswalt, not a Hall of Famer, but damn well should be or should have been on the ballot for a bit longer than he was, in my opinion. That guy was a heck of a pitcher. Then you got to go up against Pettit, who, I mean, outside of the steroids, Hall of Fame pitcher. Roger Clemens, outside of the steroids, Hall of Fame pitcher. And that's just the Houston Astros. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was tons of guys back then that were Hall of Fame capable pitchers. Even Doc Holliday, once he got over to the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm like, you're going to sit here and tell me Aaron Judge, who's had 3 seasons of over 300 average, is that significantly better than Albert Pujols? Come on. Pujols won a World Series. Aaron Judge hasn't won a World Series. I get it's a team game, but still, end of the day, how do you measure success? It's by World Series rings.
Yeah, and I mean, if you go back to 2001, stuff like that, you were facing Maddox, Glavin, you were facing Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling with the Diamondbacks, if you're Pujols. You know, that's just four right there.
The list of Hall of Fame starting pitchers or guys that should have been in the Hall of Fame, asterisks aside, because of the steroids and obviously Schilling, the stuff that kept him out of the Hall of Fame. I'm like, with all due respect, that is a woeful take. Greatest right-handed hitter of all time. Come on. Like, don't get me wrong. Aaron Judge, fantastic player. The stretch that he's on over the past 162 has been incredible. But Aaron Judge can't even play 162 games. I think he's only played 2 or 3 full seasons.
Yeah, I mean, my take on it was exactly what you said at the top. A great way to start a good conversation and a very debatable conversation by Jason Stark. And yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? It's having those conversations and where do those guys fit in and get you thinking a little deeper, maybe analyzing a little deeper as well. And you're right. I mean, Aaron Judge right now, I mean, he's over 400. I know he's a month and a half in. Not quite a month and a half. Yeah, more or less a month and a half in. He's lights out right now. There's no question about it, but exactly right. It's amazing what a couple of decades you forget about other hitters, right? I mean, you go back a decade and you look at Mike Trout when he was on that type of a trajectory as well before injuries and stuff like that. You know, but Pujols for sure for that decade, no question about it. Unbelievable from the right side.
He was
called the machine for a reason.
For a decade, right? 2001 until 2010, like his rookie year his last year in St. Louis was 2011, and that was the first year that he hit 299 with 37 home runs and 99 RBIs. First year that he didn't get 300 and 100. He averaged between 2001 and 2010 a 334 average, 42 home runs, and 119 RBIs.
Yeah.
That's over a 10-year yeah. period. That's not over a 6-year period or a 1-year stretch where Aaron Judge has gone animalistic. That's over a 10-year period. So with all due respect, Mr. Jason Stark, in your New York Times article, you can take that down according to Nolan McNabb. Because that, don't get me wrong, Aaron Judge right now in a class of his own in terms of hitting. But greatest right-handed hitter in history? No, cut that out. Until I see a hitter go 330, 42, and 119 over a 10-year span, they're not entering that conversation to me. Because you striking out 200 times in a season, you striking out 100 times in a season. Pujols never did it once. So explain to me how you call that a better hitter.
Yeah, we'd love to get your thoughts and opinions on that, Dirtbag. So send them in to us, because, you know, and there could be other player out there as well that you want to see on that list. Doesn't just have to be, obviously, the older generation, stuff like that. I mean, that's a whole other element. Again, if you're old enough as a listener and you're around then too, give us that feedback on that. Give us your thoughts on that player of your generation that you feel from the right side was probably the greatest you ever saw or that ever lived and ever played the game, because that's what makes these types of conversations so interesting and so fun, because you have to really evaluate and appreciate information from other people, just like Jason Stark tried to provide with that conversation about Aaron Judge. But we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, going through the standings, what do you got?
Yeah, normally we start out with the National League. Today I'll start out with the American League. So we'll start out with the American least teams over 500. The AL East, in case people didn't catch on to my reference there. The New York Yankees, 20-16. The Boston Red Sox, 18-19. Tampa Bay Rays, 16-19. Toronto, 16-19. Baltimore Orioles, 13-21. Not a lot of good teams in that division. Last 10 games, you get Yankees at 5-5, Tampa Bay at 5-5. They're the only two teams playing 500 over their last 10. Yeah, I don't really know what's happening with the Yankees. A little bit of scuffling, a little bit of bullpen issues right now. Obviously, demoted Devin Williams, trying to get him right again. So they put Luke Weaver in as the closer again. Devin Williams back in the eighth inning role. Seems to have kind of found a bit of a groove back in the eighth inning. But yeah, I mean, Toronto, you're just looking at it, and that's a team completely scuffling. Baltimore, there, I don't know. Elias said that he's got confidence in Brandon Hyde, but that patience has to be wearing thin, or Elias has to be making some better moves. Because that move from last year, I mean, you're seeing dividends for the Miami Marlins with Kyle Stowers already doing what he's doing down there. And the lack of production from anything from Baltimore right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Baltimore, it's like throwing out a AAA rotation right now, the way it looks, right? Might even be AA. You hate to say that or whatever, stuff like that. But 3-7 over the last 10, 13-21 overall. I mean, you can have all the confidence in the world. And I get it. The Houston Astros are living proof of it. One season to go. You know, they were 10 games behind, and all of a sudden, you know, they were, why didn't we trade Bregman? Why didn't we trade Tucker in the offseason? And then they righted the ship like they always do. And, you know, they won the, what, seventh in a row American League West. So I guess time will tell. I mean, yes, it's too good of an offense to be playing the way they are. But without some guidance from that rotation, I don't see a quick, bright future.
Yeah. AL Central, you get Detroit 22-13, Cleveland 22-15, Kansas City 21-16, Minnesota is 16-20, Chicago White Sox 10-26. Minnesota's getting some of the cavalry back. Royce Lewis came back this week. Hopefully he can stay healthy, because that poor bugger, he hasn't even played 162 yet up in the show, and he's been up and down for what, 3-4 years now. So for his sake, I hope he can stay healthy. But the Tigers still looking like the real deal. I mean, obviously, best record in the American League still after this week. 7-3 in their past 10. Cleveland 7-3, and Kansas City's 8-2. Every single team in that division, minus Chicago, over the past week has basically looked competitive. And you're just seeing results all across. I mean, Kansas City, you kind of expected them to get rolling a little bit. Too good of a team to keep down. Cleveland doing what they're doing, but obviously Jose Ramirez getting injured there the other day didn't help out any. But like I said, man, that Tigers rotation and some of their young kids finally starting to hit. Javi Baez playing a little bit of outfield. Good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you said, 7-3, Cleveland and Detroit over the last 10, 8-2 for the Royals. Seth Lugo's look good. Again, Cole Reagan's obviously in that and starting to play good baseball all around. Mikel Garcia, same as last year, a very hot first month or whatever in that, but he tailed off a lot. So I'm interested to follow that young player. Jonathan India, maybe just a good off-season trade, like we talked about, for the Brady Singer. But yeah, your Minnesota Twins 6-4, and you still lose a game on the leaders over the last 10, right? And you're above 500, but that's a really good division right now that's playing just really good baseball. It's as simple as that. They're, you know, excluding the Chicago White Sox, but it's hats off to all those guys. It's an really, really awesome division right now, and if you're a fan of one of those teams or whatever outside of the White Sox, you got to be feeling pretty good. You got to be excited about going to the yard or watching a game on TV or listening on the radio. So you need to be connected to them.
Then you get the AL West: Seattle Mariners 21-14, Sacramento Athletics 20-17, Houston 18-18, Texas Rangers 18-18, Los Angeles Angels 14-20, 2-8 in their last 10. Yeah, the Angels, I don't know what's happened, man. The wheels just fell off there. But Seattle keeps rolling. The offense seems to be going a little bit now again, same as last week. Big dumper with a big clutch hit there two nights ago when the walk-off. But the Athletics, man, the Athletics just keep rolling. Like, even today, I mean, they were, what was it, 5-4 now still over Seattle. But yeah, I mean, even that, they got to Brian Wu, who so far had a pretty dang good start to the start of the season. So, I mean, no, it's good to see the Athletics obviously being a competitive team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, great young players. Soderstrom looking like he's settling in. The Wilson kid is just on fire. He's not walking yet, but just a hitting machine. J.J. Blade, you know, Rooker got going a little bit more. He's getting hotter and hotter. That's a good-looking team. The Severino signing, pretty solid overall. Looks pretty good through the first month and a half. And you know what? They're playing good ball. They haven't figured out how to play at home yet in Sacramento. They're only 7-10 at home, but 13-7 on the road. So, hey, like we say, if you can win on the road or split on the road and get home figured out, geez, I know there's a long ways to go in this season, but they're right there. They're right there playing really good ball. And obviously the Texas Rangers, they picked up Brett Boone, and we'll talk about that in the curtain call segment and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there with them moving forward.
Then jumping over to the National League, NL East, you get the New York Mets 23-14, Philadelphia Phillies 20-15, Atlanta 17-18, Washington 17-21, Miami 14-21. Miami 2-8 in their last 10, Washington 4-6 in their last 10, Atlanta 6-4, so they're starting to get it going a bit again. AJ Smith, Shaver obviously shoved there the other day, carried the no-hitter into the 8th inning, and then Santiago Espinal broke that up. The Phillies 7-3. Lack of Bryce Harper though is a little bit alarming. He's in a bit of a power drought, needless to say. But the New York Mets 4-6 in their last 10. They've started to come back down to earth a bit. Beating the Arizona Diamondbacks. What was it, 4-0 last time I checked? Yep, still 4-0 going into the bottom of the 8th inning now in Arizona. So odds are they'll probably win that. Jump up to 24-14. Yeah, I don't know, man. The Mets went into St. Louis there, won the first game, lost the next two, and then just kind of played ho-hum baseball since. I mean, Pete Alonso wins Player of the Month, obviously deservingly so. He tore the cover off the baseball for the month of April, and, I mean, he just looks like a good signing, obviously. But the rest of that team is just playing very good collective baseball. There's not really any holes. When one guy's kind of slumping that day, the other guys are picking each other up. The pitching staff's doing enough. I still think that they need another just go-to guy. But the Clay Holmes move has paid dividends.
Yeah, no question about it. And Mr. Soto's starting to heat up too and stuff like that. So which is important. I mean, because that way is maybe Pete Alonso, the polar bear, cools down. Like you just said, it just keeps the lineup lengthened all the way through. So Robbie Thompson and Phillies are playing better ball right now. So if you can be winning without Bryce Harper doing a whole lot, that's good. That's good. And that rotation is starting to really look solid throughout. So no question.
Jumping over to the NL Central, Chicago Cubs 22-16, Milwaukee 19-19, St. Louis 19-19, Cincinnati 18-19, Pittsburgh 12-26. Chicago, obviously, best offense in baseball, not even particularly close right now. They got those boys firing on all cylinders. PCA, Mr. Pete Crow Armstrong, he's looking like he's a major leaguer now. This time last year, I couldn't confidently say that. This time this year, very easy to say that. Kyle Tucker, obviously a fantastic move. Seiya Suzuki, he still continues to hit the ball well. Like I said, they're the best offense in baseball for a reason right now, but losing Shota Imanaga is definitely not a helpful one for them.
No, absolutely. They had great games last week against the Dodgers, another tough series against the Giants and stuff like that. But they're navigating through that, so that's good. You're saying those Cardinals 7-3 over the last 10, right back in there, 3 back, 19-19, 500 again. So it's good, and a couple of doubleheader sweeps over the last week for the Cardinals. So those are amazing. Those are huge boosts.
Then jumping over to the NL West, you get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 24-12, best record in baseball. San Diego, 23-12. San Francisco, 24-14. Arizona, 19-17. And bringing it up the rear is the Colorado Rockies at 6-28. I'm not even going to dive into the Rockies and what's going on there. I just feel bad for that whole management and coaching staff because that is just a train wreck. But the Dodgers, Padres, and Giants, man, they're all playing very, very competitive baseball with one another. San Diego, obviously, still my pick, but I'm just looking at it, man. Like the Dodgers, they just continue to run out pitcher after pitcher because of injuries. And I'm not going to completely blame Mark Pryor because upper management signed injury-prone guys. But like we talked about in last week's, there's got to be a 50-50 split or something like that because Pryor's got to have those guys able to pitch and be healthy every 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, you got the Dodgers playing the Marlins right now, not playing great against them. San Diego's got a big series against the Yankees right now, big win last night. Giants playing the Cubbies, like I said earlier, or whatever, and that, and a couple of wins against them. So tough series, but they're all playing great. The Diamondbacks playing the Mets today, losing, like you were saying. They're above 500, but they still really haven't just really got it going. I mean, they got Ketel Marte back there this week. Josh Naylor still looks good. The pieces are there. There's no question about it for them to take off and get on a roll, but 5-5 over the last week. So, I mean, it is what it is. And yeah, of course the Rockies 2-8. Like you said, I mean, that's just a tough, tough, tough situation going to the ballpark every day. I have to navigate that. But the rest of that division, again, they're still solid. That's going to be a dog fight. As long as everybody's healthy, that'll be a dog fight all the way through. So we'll be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, outdoor and home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through May 14th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Mariana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover, and trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off throughout the store and earn Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 19th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at columbia.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call question. Nolan, you talked about it at the top of the show. Jason Stark's comment on the best right-handed hitter. Who do you have as your best hitter of all time?
Now, I really wish that I would have gotten to see more of him. Obviously, some of his early glory days were spent in a Pittsburgh Pirates uniform. And I'd say he became super famous in the San Francisco Giants uniform. And I'm sure you guys can all put two and two together. And steroids aside, I don't give a crap. Mr. Barry Bonds, and I don't think it's particularly close. Not particularly close to me. I think that dude was just otherworldly. Even hearing the interviews of like former teammates and former opponents getting asked about him, I remember them asking Chipper Jones about him, and obviously Chipper Jones in the Hall of Fame, first ballot guy. I don't know what he went in with, 90% or whatever Chipper Jones went in with for his Hall of Fame. When he got talking about him, he's like, listen, he was bar none the greatest player of all time, greatest hitter of all time. Didn't even come close. There wasn't anybody else even in the stratosphere with him. AJ Pierzynski telling the story about how he hit 659 and then just said for the next five games, because we're on the road, all I'm going to do is hit line drives, and goes out and hits line drives. Then they get back to San Francisco, hit 660 one night and then 661 the next night just to pass Willie Mays in San Francisco. I'm like, if you have that much confidence in yourself to just say, okay, all I'm going to do is hit line drives and proceed to only hit line drives, there's just something different about you. And even the year, what was it, 2004, I think they said, he had more walks than he did outs. Like, he had more walks than at-bats, I think, that year. Like, it was... No, sorry, that can't be right. Either way, no, it was something just absolutely ridiculous. Like, the guy just otherworldly freak. To me, not even close. I think he's the greatest hitter of all time.
There you go. From the younger generation, if you're part of the older generation, and go back far enough that, and you're a dirtbag listening, love to hear if you were a Mickey Mantle, because you always hear about that. Willie Mays, you touched on that as well, Nolan. But love to hear your responses. Love to hear them. So please send them in to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, because love to get your comments and thoughts on that for sure. So, all right, let's stay with hitting, Nolan. Texas Rangers, Chris Young goes out, hires Brett Boone on as a hitting coach for the Texas Rangers moving forward. They kept their analytics guy, and now they have Brett Boone. Last night, what did they end up having, sit or something like that? What's going on there?
Yeah, what did they finish with last night? 16 hits or 18 hits? Something like that.
16 was against the Red Sox.
Yeah, 16 hits. Yeah, there you go. Obviously, whatever he said pregame seemed to have worked pretty good. No, and here's the thing, right? Because normally a coach will hire someone that they're confident with, familiar with, and everything like that. And I didn't know that they had any sort of familiarity with each other, Mr. Bochy and Brett Boone. So... yeah, that one kind of took me by surprise, obviously. I didn't think that Texas was necessarily tearing the cover off of the ball, but I didn't think that they were hitting bad by any means. So for them to go out there, make this move this early in the season, obviously, Boone must have had some pretty good conversations with them. Why his brother wouldn't have hired him is kind of weird to me. Like, the New York Yankees have kind of been up in the air with a hitting coach for, what, the past 4 years since Robbie Thompson took along with him over to Philadelphia. So
that's a great question. That's a great question, Nolan. I'll tell you a little bit of quick on the backstory of that. And we always talk about being a dirtbag, being a good human being, and paying the game forward, and it being a small network, really, as much as it's all over the world, baseball. So Brett Boone, as the story goes, as he said, was returned to LSU, I believe it was, and throwing out the first pitch. Michael Young, a former teammate that he's gotten to know really well and stuff like that over the years, was there as well. They just got talking and shooting the breeze. And obviously Young is with the Rangers in the front office. And so they're just talking. All of a sudden, Boone returns home. Next day, he wakes up and Bruce Bochy's on the phone calling him. And, hey, come and be our hitting coach. Think about it. Talk about it with the family. See if it fits into the schedule and go from there. Bottom line is, Brett Boone said it right there live. If I'm going to go back and I'm going to do this, I'm going with Bruce Bochy. And there's no question in his mind. He said he's one of one that he would work for. So it's as simple as that. I mean, it's a tight-knit network at all levels. And so if you're good people from good stock, which obviously the Boone family is and stuff like that, you know, it's, you never know what's going to come around. So never enemies. Be respectful, be kind, and see what happens for you for sure. So let's stay with it, Nolan. We're talking about at the top of the show, Tom House. Tom House came out and on a podcast last month and said that he has figured out that the human arm can throw up to 118 miles an hour. Think about that. Think about that, dirtbag.
I don't know if I'd love to see that or be horrified to see it. Because, I mean, I don't think I've faced harder than 95 in my life. And seeing 95 was hard. So, for you, like, I mean, what is it? Basically, Ben Joyce right now is probably the hardest throwing pitcher. And he's 103, 104. I know he touched 105 there a couple years ago, right when he first got called up. Chapman, obviously, he hit, what, like 106.7 or whatever his record is for the hardest pitch. Like, you're thinking about it. That's an extra 11 miles an hour. And they say, what, 90 feet is about 4/10 of a second. So if I were to ever see 118, like, I can't even compute that in my head. I don't even think you'd have enough time to register anything. You just have to guess and hope that you're wherever your bat path is, you're able to hit it. Like, I get that guys can tee it up on the pitcher machine up to like 120 or 130 miles an hour, whatever they work with. But it's like, okay, seeing 118 from an actual starting pitcher, like, that would be insane. I would literally have brown stains.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd have time to even have that, because like you said, I don't know if your eyes can even register that. I mean, obviously they can. We get that. We see race cars and jets and everything like that. But I mean, on that particular distance, that is just unfathomable that that's even doable. But anyways, he's done it. He's done the research. Look it up or listen to the story. It's very interesting to hear the words and the terminology that he uses. I can't even do it because I'm not a scientist or anything like that. It doesn't make sense even in my mind as I heard it. And I don't know how many times I could listen to it and make it make sense in my head. But he also followed up and said, with everything going up in velocity, as he traveled around spring training, every single team was out there looking for that innings-eating guy. And he referred to Jamie Moyer, St. Louis or Seattle Mariners, Jamie Moyer, for example, that type of a pitcher. Every club is out there looking for that type of a pitcher that can still pitch, that can flat out pitch at the end of the day. So it's crazy that we get to the levels and the velocities that we get to, but I think with all the injuries as well, there's that downfall. So there's excitement to seeing that type of velocity. But I think we've come numb of it because then it's just a matter of how long before the arm falls off on that particular person. Where those guys that can pitch and navigate a lineup and go through them, it's still beautiful to watch. Still, to me, it's as exciting to watch that as that high octane because we're just so used to high octane.
Well, that's it. Sonny Gray today goes 7 innings and he's averaging 91, 92 on his fastball. Like I said, man, there's guys, he went 7 innings, 8 Ks, 2 hits, 1 walk, no earned, no runs. There's dudes that do it, and they succeed at it. Like, it doesn't take a flamethrower for you to be a major league pitcher. You got to be a pitcher, not a thrower, in order to do it up at that level. But I don't know.
Well, the old terminology, right? The old terminology, the harder they throw, the farther it goes, right? Because they're providing the energy for you as a hitter. You just got to be able to time it up. I mean, and time it up. But when you do, whether it's a home run or a hit, it's a hard hit. It's a hard hit. That's why you're seeing the exit velocities go up and stuff like that as well. So I talk about it with my players over here in Germany all the time, and that I'm trying to get them to understand that and become educated about changing speeds. I threw BP last night, and after we went through the first round of just regular BP, I started changing it up, throwing fastball, breaking ball, knuckleball, and just showing them how all of a sudden my slow fastball looked like 100 miles an hour to them when I was getting them to visualize repeatedly on a breaking ball and then all of a sudden a fastball in there. So, I mean, it's always going to be an interesting topic. It's going to be a phenomenal topic as long as it goes. So let's keep enjoying it. I mean, that's the way I look at it. It's information. It's awesome information. And it's however you decipher it. So next question, Nolan. You made the call preseason. Let's touch base with Alex Fried and what it's looking like through, I think you were talking about his first 7 games with the New York Yankees.
Yeah, the good thing is his name is Max Fried, not Alex Fried, but continue.
I'm sorry. No. Exactly. I mean, hey, give the updates. We're talking about pitching right now and stuff like that. There's a guy that's had some ups and downs with the Atlanta Braves, more ups and downs, but first season with the Yankees in the bright lights, big city as they speak.
Earning that paycheck.
How's the performance?
Earning that paycheck. So obviously he was my AL Cy Young prediction this year. Same as my Bobby Witt prediction last year. I mean, Bobby Witt had to go up against Aaron Judge, though, for that MVP, and that was a one-way ticket to an L for that one. But no, Max Fried through his first 7 games, I mean, he's been exactly as advertised for the New York Yankees. You can't complain about it. First guy to 6 wins, he's 6-0, a 1.04 ERA, 0.97 whip, and 39 Ks in 44 and two-thirds innings. Like, never really been a 250 strikeout guy, so you knew that you weren't going to get those type of numbers. But I mean, no, you're just looking at it, and that's a guy that outside of his first start where he got hit around a little bit against the Brewers, like, he's been lights out. He's been exactly what the Yankees paid him to be. He's been the air quotations ace of that rotation. Like, and I get that filling in for Gerrit Cole is not a possible thing, but he's been better than Gerrit Cole. Obviously, I think outside of that Houston Astros run that he had when he first got down there, but basically throughout his career right now, like he's been automatic, man. Like that guy, I mean, I'm tipping my cap to myself. He's got to be the early AL Cy Young favorite, leading the league in most of those categories. And I mean, yeah, you just got to give him credit going from Atlanta up to New York Yankees. Like, good for you, man. Good for you. Keep dicing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we're talking about, right? He takes the ball and he eats innings. He navigates lineups. He understands who he is and he understands what he's capable of. And that's where he stays. And that's the biggest thing that you got to learn as a baseball player. There's no question about it, is allow them the freedom to become who they can become. Try to navigate them in the right direction. Try to steer them in the right direction. But stay positive all the way through it. Stay positive. So we're back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought was probably from one of the most, well, I don't know, to me, it's a controversial thing. The Tyler Callahan play with the Matt Olson inside the park home run. For those of you that haven't seen it, I don't recommend that you watch it. You'd understand the controversial part if you have seen the clip, because it was just disgusting. Like, and not in a good way. It was actually just, oh, terrible feeling for the kid. Fourth major league game. Pop fly hit down the left field line. He's trying to make an excellent sliding catch, right? And the momentum just takes him into the fence, unfortunately, right down the foul line. Ends up breaking his left arm, right? So he caught the ball as he was sliding in fair territory. And then his momentum carries him into the fence. Obviously, he breaks his wrist on the fence, and then the ball proceeds to fall out of his glove after he's basically down on the ground wincing there in obvious pain. That, to me, is the controversial part where I think it still should be an out. But I get the ruling at the same time, because he doesn't maintain momentum, kind of like the old football rule where you have to maintain momentum all the way to the ground for it to be a catch. So that was one, though, that, yeah, Tyler Callahan, man, hopefully you can make a quick recovery, because, oh, I don't wish that on anybody.
Well, I got to look that up myself now, Nolan. I missed that one. So, yeah, different final thought from you. So, but yeah, again, baseball, you never know what's going to happen. There's no question about it. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, listening to the show, sharing the message, being a dirtbag at the end of the day. As a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, whatever capacity you love this game in, continue to love it, because it gives you highs, it gives you lows, it gives you the seasons of the years that we talk about. It's life. It is a part of our life. There's no question. Some bigger than others, but that's just the reality of baseball. So That's the bottom line. I don't know what else to say. It's a phenomenal game. I go through it every week, every day on, like I said, highs and lows and different opinions, but I never stop loving the game. It's a part of me. So, but unfortunately though, Dirtbags, it's time to get up, get after it and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.